USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Now that Russia has started a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Fox News this didn't have to happen.
Vladimir Putin didn't change. American leadership changed. And the sanctions I've seen so far, heck, one of the two banks they sanctioned, a bank called VEB, was already under sanctions. I promise you, Putin saw that, and what he reads in that is green light. President Biden needs to get back out in front of this, reestablish deterrence, and demand that our European partners do exactly the same thing.
Just today, at least 60 people have already been killed in Russia's attack on Ukraine, according to an advisor to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits fell to a 52-year low after another decline in jobless aid applications last week. Jobless claims fell by 17,000 to 232,000, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did we book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
More bad news for the Biden administration on the economy. The poverty rate for children in the U.S. has now surged since monthly government checks from the expanded child tax credit ended in December, according to a new study from Columbia University. An additional 3.7 million children slipped into poverty in January, pushing the national child poverty rate to over 17% compared to 12.1% in December, the highest poverty rate for kids since 2016. A total 12.6 million children are now living below the poverty line. U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating complaints that the automatic emergency braking systems on more than 1.7 million newer Hondas can stop the vehicles for no reason. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has over 280 complaints that the problem can happen in 2017 through 2019 CRV SUVs and 2018 and 19 Accord sedans. The agency announced the probe on its website. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Conservative Political Action Conference is underway, and with a preview, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Conservatives are invading Orlando, Florida today. Roughly 20,000 Republicans will convention through Sunday as the Conservative Political Action Conference gets underway. The four-day gathering will feature discussions with titles like Fire Fauci and the Moron in Chief. State Representative Chip LaMarca says it's a chance for people to get fired up about the direction of the Republican Party and upcoming elections. President Trump is this year's headline speaker. Also on the lectern, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States Postal Service said it's now cleared the final regulatory hurdle to placing orders for next-generation mail vehicles and getting some of them on delivery routes by next year, despite pushback from the Environmental Protection Agency. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said the completion of an evaluation required by the National Environmental Policy Act is an important milestone for postal carriers who've soldiered on with overworked delivery trucks that went into service around 1987. The U.S. Postal Service's fleet comprises of more than 230,000 vehicles, including 190,000 local delivery vehicles that are due to be replaced. The decision allows the Postal Service to proceed with placing the first order that will include at least 5,000 electric-powered vehicles. Stay updated with our ever-changing world at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.